Well, I urge the legislature, the Michigan House and Senate, to really look closely at when they debate these water bills that are moving through the House and Senate. There's also legislation that would make or expand the Great Lakes Charter to allow further use of Great Lakes water. But my caution to the legislature in Michigan is that they hold the water in public trust. So let's not begin the commercialization of Michigan's water. Once you do that, then the diversion of Great Lakes water is just a matter of time, and that's something we have to guard against. I've spent all my time in U.S. Congress protecting the Great Lakes, not only its quality, but also the quantity of Great Lakes water. So as they debate the water bills before them and whether they should amend the Great Lakes Charter of 1985, I hope they keep in mind that no one owns the Great Lakes. No one owns Michigan waters. We own it as a state, as a people, as users of this water. So I hope we don't try to commercialize our water. I think the standards set in the amendments to the Great Lakes Charter are way too high. It should be less than 2 million gallons. But the point I want to make really is private companies do not own this water. The people of the Great Lakes Basin, especially Michigan, the only state that lies entirely within the basin, have the most to lose, and Michigan leaders, Michigan legislature, must recognize and protect the public trust and take action that prohibit the private sale or diversion of our Great Lakes water.